everyone, and welcome to the Renew Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Kieran Lenihan. I'm an entrepreneur and a business coach to people driven by their faith to build things. Today's a really special episode where I get to share with you all that I've officially launched a business that I've been working on for the past 6 months called Malachi Daily. I'm super pumped and have a ton to share. Today, I want to keep it pretty simple. So here's our roadmap for this episode. First, I want to talk about what is Malachi Daily. I want to talk about how it actually works very specifically. And then from a meta perspective, what's going on here? I want to talk about the why and the mission, the heart behind it. And then I want to wrap up with a bit of my personal experience testing it. Tested it for about 2 months earlier this year. And I want to just share a little bit of my experience because honestly, I was surprised by it, even though I was the one building it. Then next week, I'll get more into the story of how it came to be and some of the process of building it and getting it to where it is now. I think there are some good lessons that you all can take away from my experience, both things that I think went well, things that I would have done differently if I had to do it again. So first, what is Malachi Daily and how does it work? Malachi Daily is a subscription service that helps you memorize one passage of the Bible every single week and learn its context all through daily text messages. So it's not an app. You don't actually have to download anything. You just subscribe for a few dollars a month and it all happens via text messages. So here's a rundown of how it works. So each Sunday, the entire Malachi Daily community, everybody who subscribes, receives a text message with the passage that we're memorizing for the week, along with an in-depth summary of its context. Then every single morning throughout that week, you're going to get a text with more and more of that passage replaced with fill in the blanks until by the end of the week, you're able to remember the entire passage. That said, beyond just memorizing scripture, we want to help you understand the Bible as one unified story that points to Jesus. We want to help you understand what you're even memorizing. So each weeknight, you also get a bite-sized piece of context. So things like who wrote it, who is the original audience, what historical or cultural context should we know about this passage, how can the original language help us understand what's being communicated here, how does it connect to other parts of scripture, how does it point to Jesus, and how do we integrate it into our day-to-day lives. So that's the core of what Malachi Daily is. Memorize scripture, learn its context. We want you to understand God's word and to be nudged into understanding his great love for you within the context of the story that he's written and is writing in human history. So that's the weekly rhythm, the primary rhythm of Malachi Daily. It's Sunday through Saturday. You're focused on one specific passage. But there's two other rhythms that I think are actually really special that I'm excited about from a user's perspective. And again, I was customer number one. I will be using this. I built this because I wanted something like this. And I memorized more scripture during our testing period of building Malachi Daily than I have in my entire life following Jesus for the past 7 years. So here are the two other rhythms that I want to talk through. The first rhythm is related to long-term memory. Now, if you're like most normal human beings, you need what's called spaced repetition to work something from your short-term memory into your long-term memory. Think about all of the tests in school that you crammed for. You probably don't remember most of those things today, and it's probably because you didn't have spaced repetition. You just had a bunch of cramming in a short period of time, and then you never came back to it because you're on to the next test and the next lesson. But if you think about, my guess is many of you, depending on your age, you might be able to still remember a phone number of one of your childhood friends. I still remember my best friend growing up, his home phone. And that's because not only did I learn it up front, but there was spaced repetition at really specific points in time that reinforced that short-term memory and helped me encode it into long-term memory. Anyway, there's something called the forgetting curve that shows how things that you memorize will slip out of your memory unless you use things like spaced repetition. And there's a whole science to it, which you don't need to know or understand. But what you do need to know is that we've taken that into account and built it into our rhythm of sending text messages to help you memorize scripture. So we've built in prompts to have you check back in on previously memorized passages at the scientifically proven best times to re-engage them so that they actually make it into your long-term memory. And it's not just something you know for a little bit of time and then all of a sudden you forget it down the road. The second rhythm beyond that weekly rhythm of memorizing one passage per week is that these aren't just going to be random verses from the Bible that are picked with no rhyme or reason. Most of the time, the passage that you memorize will be woven into a theme for a given month or a given chunk of time. So for example, people who sign up shortly after we've launched, we're going to have a four-week series of passages that we memorize that are all related to the theme of God's presence. So we're going to start with a passage in Genesis where God's presence is with humans in the Garden of Eden fully. Then we're going to memorize a passage in Exodus related to the tabernacle, which was a portable tent where God's presence was for the Israelites. Then in the Gospel of John, we'll memorize a passage related to the incarnation and God being present with us in bodily form, going from the tabernacle or the temple to being with us in bodily form. And then in Revelation, again, things are restored back to the Garden of Eden-like state where God is fully present with humans in the Garden City, the New Jerusalem. And so that's just one example of how we'll trace a theme throughout scripture from start to finish to help you experience the Bible as one unified story. So not only are you memorizing scripture and learning the context of those individual passages, you're going to start to see how these passages and these themes weave together throughout scripture into one story. So that is how Malachi Daily works. I want to talk a little bit about the mission, a little bit about the why and the heart behind it. If somebody were to ask me what Malachi Daily's mission is, and I could only use one word to answer, it would be this: formation. Our mission is not for you to memorize a bunch of random religious words. It's to help you be formed into the image of Jesus. It's about taking the Bible, God's word, from something that you hold in your hand to something that's written on your heart that actually influences how you live every single day. And you'll hear me say this a lot if you are in the Malachi Daily world, and even if you've been here for a while, but who we become, right? I talk about a lot on this podcast about the people that we are becoming as we're building businesses as entrepreneurs. Who we become is influenced by what we allow into our minds and what we allow our minds to dwell on, right? Fill your mind with inflammatory daily news headlines and you're going to live in fear and anger and anxiety. Fill your mind with porn, you're going to struggle with lust. Fill your mind with the very best highlights of other people's lives and hundreds of ads a day about this product and this product, and it's going to stoke the flame of desire and discontentment in your heart. Our minds are one of the primary battlefields of spiritual warfare and where that takes place. And so what we give our attention to shapes not only who we are now, but who we become in the future. And so for us as followers of Jesus, we're called to be formed by God, His word, and the way of Jesus. And so Malachi Daily, at the end of the day, is meant to help you give God and His word more opportunities to shape you and help you actually navigate your day-to-day life. Because when we store scripture in our minds, in our hearts, we start to get molded by it, shaped by it, and we carry it with us wherever we go, even if our Bible isn't in front of our faces. And so scripture memorization, this is a timeless thing. This isn't a new thing. We're actually, this is a return to something that's been done and is being done in other parts of the world in the communities of folks who follow Jesus. And this is something that I think we want to reclaim here in the American church, in the North American church. This is just a timeless way that we can imitate Jesus, right? We see Jesus quoting scripture from the desert being tempted to the Garden of Gethsemane to on the cross itself. This is how we participate with the Holy Spirit in the renewing of our minds, which is what this podcast is all about. So I want to wrap up today with just a little bit of my personal experience from the tests that we ran earlier this year as we were building Malachi Daily. And so I started building it back in January of 2023. And for January and the first part of February, we spent that laying the groundwork for building this, getting clear on what's the problem here? How do we go about solving it? Which I'll get into a bit more next episode. But I tested for about 2 months total, starting with me, and then Dana, and then eventually 25 people for an extended period of time. And throughout those 6 weeks, as I was iterating on the service, iterating on what this actually looks like and getting more clear on what does work, what doesn't work, throughout those 6 weeks, it was so interesting. Never did it feel like there was a laser light show or fireworks going off where my mind was blown and I was having these crazy, you know, revelations of God's scripture. Nothing blew my mind like that. But at the end of the 2 months, I looked back and I was like, wow, I've memorized more scripture in 2 months than I have since I started following Jesus 7 years ago. And not only did I memorize it, I learned the context. And now I'm finding myself starting to form a mental map of scripture and seeing different parts of the Bible connect in new ways. And now I'm actually going back to familiar passages that I've read plenty of times before, and I'm going to them with a different lens and asking different questions and looking for different things. Formation generally is something that happens slowly, which can be a challenge for 21st century people used to getting everything that they want instantly. Amazon, same day delivery. Which in my opinion is one of the reasons I think that the church has struggled to disciple well. It's because discipleship, aka formation, takes time. But I will say that formation or transformation happens much faster when you spend more time with the one who transforms. And so, yes, I memorized the passages, but there was all this additional benefit from just meditating on scripture more, having more nudges throughout the day to be thinking about scripture, to be bringing myself into the presence of God, and just becoming aware of his presence with me. All this additional benefit that I honestly wasn't expecting, but that I'm really excited about. And so all that to say, I'm obviously excited about Malachi Daily, not just because I built it, but because I'm customer number one. I will be using this. I'm a big fan of it. But I'm really excited about how this can enrich your walk with Jesus, your life with God, and play a role in your formation. I've seen the fruit of it, even from just the test period, and I'm excited to share it with the world. So you're going to memorize scripture. You're going to learn its context. It's going to change how you start reading other passages of the Bible. You're going to start storing it in your mind and having scripture ready to call to mind when you need it. And at times it's going to nudge you into prayer and just awareness of God's presence amidst a really busy life that we tend to be living in the 21st century. So all it is, it's as simple as opening a text message from a friend and spending maybe a minute or two memorizing, meditating on that passage. I'm a believer in it. Would love for us at Malachi Daily to come alongside you and your discipleship in this way. And so let's wrap up the episode. Just a quick summary. Malachi Daily, it's not an app. For whatever reason, everybody wants to call it an app when they talk to me or ask about it. And it's starting to become a joke where I'm just constantly telling people, it's not an app, it's not an app, it's not an app. Who knows? Maybe we'll build an app one day. But you don't have to download anything. All it is God's word with context straight to your phone via text message, just like you would get texts from your friends. I'm excited to dig in next episode and probably maybe even a couple of episodes down the road into some of the decision-making behind that. Why text messages? Why not an app? There's tons of really interesting stuff there from a business perspective that I would love to get into, but we'll do that in another episode. So it's just like you get a text from your friends. So if forming a habit of memorizing scripture is something that you want to do, here are the next steps that you can take. Go to malachidaily.com. It's linked in the show notes, or you can just Google Malachi Daily. Just make sure that you spell Malachi correctly, otherwise it might not show up. So go to malachidaily.com, go through the checkout process to sign up for your free 14-day trial. Everybody gets a 14-day free trial, and that's it. You'll get your first text as soon as we start memorizing the next passage as a community on the following Sunday. And the last thought that I'll share here, grab a friend or your spouse or your small group. This is a lot of fun to do with other people, especially since everybody is memorizing the same passages at the same time. It was really fun to do it with Dana, to do it with friends from church, and to quiz each other and kind of engage in some friendly competition, spurring each other on. So go ahead and get started. It takes 60 seconds to get set up. Head to malachidaily.com and sign up for your free trial today. That's all for today. I'm looking forward to getting more into the Malachi Daily story here on the Renew Your Mind podcast.